the voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM studio, doing a special broadcast, a special outside broadcast on a tribute to Maulana Yusuf Karan. Subhanallah, we have dearly lost a stalwart of the Ulama fraternity, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant Maulana Yusuf Karan and all other deceased Jannatul Firdaus. As we are trying to get Imam Moti Saban online, inshallah, senior marriage counselor, to give us some words of condolences to the Karan family. Imam, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Subhanallah, Imam, you've gone through the motions and the emotions of the passing on of Maulana Yusuf Karan. Your
yes.
thoughts?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil mursaleen سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتاب العزيز كل نفس ذائقة الموت ثم إلينا ترجعون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that every soul shall taste death, and back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we will return. First of all, my du'as goes out that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we make dua, Allahumma ighfir lahu warhamhu wa sakkinhu fil jannah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala place Maulana Yusuf Karan a high place in Jannah, inshallah. Amen. I also want to pass on my condolences to Hajja Zulaiha Karan, the wife of Maulana Yusuf Karan, and to his sons Maulana Taha Karan and the other son, Professor Hafiz Abdus Salam Karan. Shafiq is, for me, it's easy, as well it is also very difficult to speak about a person that I regard as, that I spent 35 years of my life with at the MJC. Myself and Maulana Karan, Maulana being the head of the fatwa department, being the mufti of the MJC, and I was just wondering whether the community of Cape Town, even the Voice of Cape, I've realized who did we lose today. I mean, you know we lost one of our most senior items in the community, a man that I regard as a great item, as a father, as a teacher, as the imam of the Jamia Masjid in Strand. He was a counselor, he was an advisor, he was a friend, he was a confidant. He was just everything that you can say. And once again, may Allah Ta'ala grant him a very, very high place in Jannah, inshallah. I mean, Maulana Yusuf Karan was a man of many, many, many talents. I want to share with the family, and I want to share with the community. I regarded him, and I used to say this many years ago, that I regard him as a place where you walk into a farm with many fruits, and you take your baskets with, and you pick your baskets full, and you walk away from there. Now, I used to open up the door to his office every day, and I used to take an empty basket, and I used to walk out of there with a basket loaded every day, if you know what I'm saying. So I used to make sure there was something that I could learn from Maulana Yusuf Karan, Allah rahimu, that I could learn something from him. And ya Allah, how much I've learned at the footsteps of this great alim. There was just about anything and everything that you can ask him. But of late, the past few months, we have seen our dear father and our tutor, we have seen him not enjoying the best of health. But as Maulana was a great fighter, I would never, you know, I've never seen anybody whose spirits, you know, were so high that even when you were down and not feeling too well. And I remembered there was once now in this year when I required a fatwa, and I phoned him at home, and he had given me the answer, and I was so surprised when the next morning, I thought the man was lying in bed, and I know he wasn't feeling well. But the next morning, he walked into his office here at the MGC, and he'd gone to his computer, typed out the fatwa, and he phoned me, and he says, the fatwa is ready on your desk. Now, this was a remarkable man. When it came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's deen, this man never stood back. This was, and there are a couple of good things that alhamdulillah, that I can remember. I mean, 35 years, it's a long time to remember all of one's life that you share with a person every day of your life. But one great moment that I shared with him was when in the end of last year, he just said to me that I'm leaving next week for Umrah with the whole family. And I said, MashaAllah. A few days later, I knew that I was leaving also for Umrah. And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is control of all our plans, I bumped into Mawlana Yusuf Karan in the Tawaf. And I had to say to one of the grandsons, I mean, we must just stop for a moment and I want to take a photo, you know, because this I want to keep. But Mawlana Karan was still in high spirits. That was in December. But he was not enjoying the best of health. And last week when he took a bad turn, and last week on Wednesday, when I heard that he's not feeling too well, I got into my car and I drove through to the Strand. And when I saw Mawlana last week on Wednesday, I did not stay longer than five minutes. You know, because, you know, we saw our father, we saw our colleague, we saw our tutor, we saw our alim. We saw him in a state that we've never seen before. And we asked everybody, you know, at that point in time, to make dua, then Allah Ta'ala would make it easy for him.
Ameen.
Inshallah. But this was a great man. This was a man that when you ask him for a fatwa, the one thing that I admired about Mawlana Yusuf Karan, he was extremely fond of the pen, the qalam. And this man, alhamdulillah, he could write. And as I'm sitting in my lounge, speaking to you, not far away from my hand, I have books that were translated from Arabic into English and from Urdu into English. And this was a man that thrived on education. And I think the Strand community can confer with that. When Mawlana Yusuf Karan arrived back from his studies overseas in 1962, the first thing that he established in the Strand was the education system. You know, madrasas that holistically children and the community must be developed according to the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So if we look at the man, alhamdulillah, I think the legacy that he leaves behind, I think there are too many that one can mention that has got something to say about what Mawlana Yusuf Karan has left behind. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to place him in the high place in Jannah, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen. Imam Moti Saban, Jazakumul Khairan for your words, your kind words, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your du'as. Ameen, ya Rabbal Alameen.
Ameen. Shukran, Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. Imam Moti Saban, Senior Marriage Counselor, speaking to us about the life of Mawlana Yusuf Karan that has passed on today.